So we went. Of course, the girls, the daughters were nervous. Hey, Daddy, do they have running water there? Oh, yes. You carry a bucket in each hand and you run from the river to the house. What about an outhouse? I mean, what about a restroom? Yes. It's a little outhouse just, about a few yards behind the house. And, well, they were a little scared, but kind of excited. My brother-in-law and sister-in-law from California with three little California girls, totally Californian, brought their three daughters down, and we joined forces for a year. I'll tell you what, man, the mission field, if you ever want to change for your family, if you ever sin and saying, Lord, what can I do with my kids? I mean, I want my kids to experience this. There's nothing like taking a year off as a family and going somewhere. If you want to destroy the influence of the world just for 1 year, and you take them and give them a whole new baseline, when they come back, they'll never be the same again. How much is it worth to you? Well, I might have to start work all over. I might have to. How much is it worth to you? I mean, is it important for you to give your kids the kind of foundation that they would not get here? You can only do that on the front lines. You have to take the risk. Does it have a cost? Of course it has a cost. The question is, how much is it worth it? Worth to you? Are you willing to take the risk? It'll change your life. Just uproot for a year. Go with your family somewhere and just do missionary work. When you come back, your kids will be saying, they'll be looking at nice things and going, the kids that I know don't have that. The rest of the world doesn't live like that. And you will reprogram their mind. In fact, you'll program yours too. And our little three Californian girls that came, talk about three solid missionaries. My kids have always been missionaries, so I wasn't surprised when they were thinking like missionaries. But to watch three California girls, normally used to the California life, suddenly turn into three missionaries that right now are willing to turn the world upside down and dedicate their life to that, that's a difference of 1 year of service. We've done it for years and years. They've done it only for 1 year, and it made all the difference in the world. It changed their life. Plus, they adopted two little children from Guyana, and now they got five. So they brought part of that, and of course our family will be permanently different because of that. Anytime you adopt children, you adopt a whole culture with it, and it's kind of nice because in our family we have Mexicans, Peruvians, and Americans, and when we have, with my brother and sister-in-law, when we play together, and then the Guyanese and American and Californian and so on, Michigan, when we play together, and whoever wins, we sing their national anthem. Well, we made the choice. We're going. My administration was quite worried. David, we really love and appreciate you. We don't even want to see you go. But if you're going to go, please go back home to the States. I mean, you're going out there to die. And they really cared about me. And I love them for that. But I said, well, how do you know we're going to die? Well, how else are you going to live? Well, doesn't the Bible say God's going to feed us? I know, but be practical. Come on, be practical. There's nobody going to feed you if you don't feed yourself. Well, but do you think God would like to see those people saved? Well, yes, but there's no money for that job. Well, do you think in the early days when the disciples went, do you think they would have gone anyhow? But yes, but we don't live in apostolic times. But aren't we going to go back to those days someday? Yes, but be practical. And I said, well, we're trying to be practical. The only way to learn firsthand if God can provide for your needs is to take the risk. That's very practical, isn't it? If you don't take the risk, you're certainly being impractical because you're trying to prove God without taking the risk. You can't do that. It doesn't work. So finally, I said, are you worried about me spiritually? No. Are you worried about me doctrinally? No. Am I off balance? No. Well, then why don't you just pray for me then? Pray that God will give us enough food to survive. All we want is our food. That's all we're asking God for. Well, what about your health care? What about your education? What about educational needs, medical needs, all your benefits? Oh, I said, it doesn't last very much longer. I mean, even the whole church is about ready to go under. One of these days, all human support will be cut off in a few months. I like to say months, by the way. You'll forgive me if I keep saying months throughout my week because it lends a sense of urgency. If I say years, somebody will occur to them 10, 20, 30 years. Forget it. That'll never happen. We're talking months. So by saying months, I'm not talking less than a year necessarily, but you understand the difference, right? When I say months, it brings things into perspective. Short time. I say in a few months, all human support will be cut off. And when that's cut off, you're going to be in the same boat I am. You're going to come to me and say, David, how did you survive in Guyana for a year? I need to learn now. And I'll be happy to share it with you. I said, but I'm going to go through the time of trouble now so that I can help you when the time of trouble comes for you later. And I'm going to do it during the good times. You're going to learn it during the bad times. But we've both got to learn it. Someday, everybody who's going to go into the kingdom has to learn total dependence on God. You can choose your timing.